If you're not awake from that door slamming,
Oh,
right?
really? I use one of those.
Yeah, that's. Oh, I saw you, Rich. Connecting to audio from your iPad. All right.
What was that?
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Don't know how to do what I'm. I don't know how to do anything here.
I can see you, so we're good.
Yeah, I know, but I don't. My background doesn't match where I should be.
That's all right. That's you might hear a lot of background feed. I don't know.
What's the ID?
I don't know. I sent the email. Should have the password on there.
Recording in progress.
Oh, yeah, we're too close.
Oh, goodness. All right, we're going to start this. Welcome back to Wicked Darkness. See, I got to redo this anyway. Welcome back to Wicked Darkness. We're here talking about different paranormal topics every week, from our own ghost hunting experiences to cryptids to much more. I'm your host, Kathy Poltrak, and with me, we're coming to you from Ashmore Estates in Ashmore, Illinois, and we have the team with. I have Rich, I have Rob, I have Brian, I have Leah, Debbie, Amy, Dan. We're trying to do this a little different. We're literally outside Ashmore Estates. We're doing this in a two-part series. We've been here since last night, and we're spending another night here at Ashmore. They've been very nice to us while we're here. So let's talk a little bit more about the history of Ashmore and some of the paranormal claims that we've had around here. Ashmore Estates was around since 1857 to 1915. From 1957 until 69, it was a poor farm, which was located in Charleston Township, which is very close to us, probably about, what, 8 miles away from us, guys? And in 1870, the county purchased it, 260 acres in Ashmore Township. And so basically, the people that lived here, they were the residents, but they were known as the inmates. There was at least 32 deaths here out of the 20, or I'm sorry, out of the 250 inmates who stayed here from 1870 to 1879. That's a lot of deaths in a short time. There is a little cemetery. It's not on the property now. It's on a private property at another person's residence. So unfortunately we can't go there. They do have pictures, which we'll post on our Facebook page, our Instagram. So you can see some of the tombstones of these people that lived here. And then at around 1911, they made another change to the building. The building then was made into a farmhouse slash like troubled teenagers. And they stayed here on the property. And then there was a change where it turned into a mental hospital, and a mental illness where they were doing, help me out here, guys. What were they doing on the third floor? It was like electroshock therapy, right?
Shock therapy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they eventually made it into a nursing home in 1986. They shut it down. There's been claims of a gentleman by the name of Joe. Joe lived here and died here. He, and I apologize that we're outside the building, so you're going to hear some cars going by and stuff. But Joe ended up getting hit by a train coming back from Charleston to Ashmore Estates, and he ended up making it back here. Joe was about 70, 71 years old by the time he his time here at Ashmore had ended. And so they were able to save Joe for a little bit, and then Joe ended up passing from his injuries. Joe tends to hang out here. They made made him able to do things, so he felt like he was needed around here. And then there was a little girl named Elsa, and she was 5 days shy of her fifth birthday. And she perished in a fire that her mom was making breakfast, and she decided to get dressed by the fire, and her clothes caught fire, and she perished from her injuries. And so she hangs out inside the building as well. So if you ever see a picture of Ashmore Estates of a man and a little girl, that's Elsa and that is Joe. It's kind of interesting. What do you guys think about Ashmore so far?
That's interesting. Well, after listening to some of the EVPs this afternoon that we caught this morning, I definitely think there's something going on. I think the jury's still out on exactly what might be happening or might be going on. Hopefully we're going to get a little more activity this evening. Maybe usually, as you know, our history is we go someplace, usually the first night's not as active, and then it's like they get used to us or something. And then the second night's usually really active. So kind of looking forward to that. I think everybody on the team's looking forward to that.
Yeah. Who's got a little bit of a experience that they've had around here so far? Anybody want to share what they've experienced?
I mean, earlier today, I definitely had a weird, I guess I don't know what it is, but I was alone in a room and it sounded like someone threw kind of more than a pebble. And so I went to go, it actually made me jump, and I went to go find anybody else that could come back into the room with me. And so Rich came in and we heard, it sounded like a giant chunk of plaster being thrown. And we went outside to see if it could have been something from outside. I went into the room to see if there was a big chunk of plaster on the floor. Maybe it fell off the ceiling, but we really didn't see anything. It sounded like it was right behind us. So that's what I've had so far. It's the only thing I've really had. But it was pretty cool.
Yeah. So last night for myself, I had a little bit of a scared moment. I was up on the third floor. I was taking our Boo Bear up to the third floor, and there is a mannequin that they have in this place. The mannequin is dressed, and we were told that it was, they used it around for the haunted houses and stuff. And so I knew she was there, and the tour guide Ashley had explained to us that other teams have moved the mannequin around in various places inside the building. So I went up to the third floor, and I've got a camera with me, and I'm, you know, going to take Boo to the spot that we wanted him to be at. And I entered the doorway, and in the doorway, there's two doorways. The one is by the stairs that I was at, and then there's another doorway about three quarters of the way down the hallway. And I thought I saw the mannequin standing there. And I sat there for a minute, doing my flashlight towards it, looking at it, didn't see anything other than what looked like the mannequin. And I'm like, really, guys? Thinking that the team had put the mannequin on the third floor. Just to find out the mannequin was on the first floor where the team base camp is at, the room next door, she had not been moved. And I could not understand what I was seeing. But I also had that overwhelming feeling of not going any farther than I was supposed to go. I was, there's like a nurse's station. I was at the middle of that nurse's station and it was, nope, you need to turn around. You shouldn't be up here by yourself. And I said, all right, I'm going to go back downstairs. Never put Boo where you needed to be at that moment. And I had checked to make sure that you guys did not move that mannequin, which you didn't. But when we went back upstairs, it was very noticeable that it was the door that was there that time, the second time that we went up there, and not the mannequin. So I can't explain it, because when I went up there originally, I knew the door was there, but that did not look like a door. It did not look like the handle. It didn't look like the window. It actually looked like, I thought it was the mannequin. So I can't explain it. I don't know what it was. I don't, and it wasn't really trick of the eye, because I knew for a fact that the door was there. I had seen it earlier, but this actually had shape to it, like hips, and it looked like a head and hands and all that. So I don't know what that is. I'm going to see if I can see it again tonight, see if it shows itself to me. I'm not really sure what it is, but could have been nothing, could have been something. We don't know. When we got back from lunch today, Dan walked into the building and he heard a disembodied voice say hello to him, which was kind of interesting. Anybody else have any experiences they want to share? No, no, we're pretty quiet today. So we're trying to figure things out around Ashmore. They have a tree behind our houses. So, okay. So let me explain Ashmore a little bit. Ashmore is this 3-story building, brick building, in the middle of farmland. There's a house across the street, a duplex house, ranch style home. Robin, who owns the property, and his wife stay in an RV behind one of the 3 buildings that they have built for the guests that stay here. So you don't have to stay inside the building. They actually have living quarters for us. It's very nice. 3 living quarters with 4 beds in each of the buildings. They do have one of their tour guides stay with us overnight. They take the middle building, and they'll come in if we need to see them and talk with them. Ashley went around with some of the team members last night. And then has some other things inside the building that we could use for us as paranormal investigators. This is like the best setup we've had. It's kind of like a little mini hotel for us. Showers, bathrooms, refrigerators, air conditioning, heating. It's wonderful. So there's the 3 buildings that are detached from the main building itself. Behind the 3 buildings, there is a tree. And with the tree, there's some kind of story behind that where people don't like the tree. Have you guys experienced anything back there that was kind of creepy regarding that tree?
We went out there last night when we did a walk of the property. It's a creepy looking tree, but other than that, we didn't experience anything. We had our recorders in. I had a millimeter with me. I didn't get any funky readings out of it. Spiders hanging from it. So I only got so close because I don't do spiders. So.
Yeah. Ashmore has its fill of spiders and also has a resident bat that likes to fly around. Kind of dive bombed at Amy last night. But otherwise, we haven't, been told that the bat can come inside the building once in a while. We haven't seen the bat inside, only outside so far. For us, we're based out of Racine, so it was kind of nice. They have a pickup truck here, a Dodge pickup truck, and it's from a construction company that's no longer around that I know of, but it's from Racine, Wisconsin. So it was kind of like a little piece of home that's sitting in the front yard over here. It was kind of nice. I highly recommend people coming to Ashmore. Even if they don't experience anything paranormal, the history alone is, you know, one of a kind. The people here are top notch. They're very friendly. They're willing to help out, and they're willing to, you know, answer any questions you may have, as many questions as you may have. Anybody else have anything about Ashmore for right now?
No.
No?
Nope.
Yeah, there's a creepy guy in a tree. I can see him in my mirror. Wait a minute, Tony, Rob.
It's Rob hanging out in the tree. Poor Rob.
He's not hanging out in the tree. He's like peeking out from around behind it.
We kind of woke Rob up. He was taking a nap today. So he's ready to go for tonight. He wanted to make sure he was up and raring to go for us. Oh, I see him standing around over there. Hi, Rob. Rob's waving at us. So like I said, we're going to have this as a two-part series, and we're going to bring you some more information as we get it on our next podcast. Hopefully we'll be able to give you some more information as far as evidence that we have captured or experienced around here. We're going to keep this one a little bit short because, like I said, we're in the middle of nowhere right now, so our signal isn't so great either. So we're going to keep this as short as we possibly can while we still have a signal. So to keep hearing our episodes, make sure that you follow us. You can listen to us.
Shorter than you think.
Yeah. You can listen to us on multiple media platforms. We're on Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio. You're also able to listen to us on our website. It's www.supit.com. And if you want to see more of us, please follow us and give us a like on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. Until next week, for our believers, keep believing. And for our skeptics, continue to keep us grounded. I'm your host, Kathy Poltrak. Thanks for listening to Wicked Darkness with Sue Pitt. We'll see you next time. All right, guys. Good job.